It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. We'll get into our Florida legislative update here in a minute. But first, let's get to top three stories. And then actually, I do want to read a text because we're talking about defunding Visit Florida, and that is part of Florida legislative update as well. So, top three stories here, Mitch McConnell and John Fetterman, both returning to this U.S. Senate as they get ready to deal with Biden's nominations, whether the Senate will confirm his nominations. U.S. warship has sailed right through the Taiwan Strait following the China war games that happened right in the same area. So I don't know if that was just a, I don't get it. Like, hey, you just had your war games here. Hey, we're just going to coast on through here with our own warship. And then Budweiser has released a patriotic Heart of America ad amid the backlash of the Bud Light ad that came out a couple weeks ago. So the Mitch McConnell, of course, returning back because of his head injury. Remember, he slipped and fell, had a concussion, was in the hospital for a little bit. And then John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, is back in back working in the Senate after admitting himself to Walter Reed. And for mental health and depression and things like that. So he's back as well. So we were just talking about Visit Florida and how there's a bill, a House bill, that is looking to defund Visit Florida. But what it would do is it would take county dollars from the bed tax and divert some of the bed tax to Visit Florida in order to help fund them. So basically the state was saying, hey, we're going to defund you, no state tax dollars going to you. We'll take county tax dollars, though, and divert them over to you to fund you. And I was like, no, I'm on the lines of the kind of people who are like, I don't think we need Visit Florida. They're a tourism arm that's trying to convince people to do their vacations and stuff here. And I'm like, people do it anyway. Florida, that's Florida. Florida's the vacation destination. you ask people, what's Florida? And they're like, that's where you go on vacation. Oh, okay. Like I was bringing it up in COVID, when COVID hit and everybody's locked down, when people got stressed out and they wanted to get away, where'd they come? Here. Even AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Remember, she was down here, she was down in Miami, and she was busted because she wasn't wearing a mask, and she was all dancing with people and stuff, and everybody's like, wow, look at that hypocrite. I mean, it's where they come to vacation. And what? You're trying to tell me Visit Florida met with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and was like, hey, so you want to get away? Come on down to Florida. Like, no, they didn't do that. She did it on her own because that's what we're known for already. And so I don't really see the point of funding them anymore. Heck, all they do is they just go on trips to Europe and everything like that and just have vacations on their own. That's what they use the Visit Florida fund to go on vacations themselves, to go to different places and have nice soiree parties and stuff. I don't see the point of them. Got a text here. Personally, I think Facebook events page does a better job at marketing our area than Visit Pensacola does. Oh, this is talking about Visit Pensacola now. I'd be curious to see what their webpage numbers are, both SEO and pay-per-click. Yeah, good point. So Visit Pensacola, same kind of thing. Like, I mean, a lot of what they do is... Now, see, Visit Pensacola, I can get the more municipality ones better than I can Visit Florida. I feel like people are coming to Florida anyway. So what our job is to go, hey, you're coming to Florida anyway, but instead of going to Miami Beach or the Keys, why don't you come to Florida? Why don't you come to Pensacola? Like, see, I can get that part of it. I can get behind that a lot easier than I can get behind Visit Florida. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have some slow-moving traffic. That's going to be on Navarre Parkway. As you are heading in either direction, heading towards the Navarre Beach Causeway, expect slow-moving traffic. We had an accident there a little while ago. It has improved a lot, but definitely still seeing some slow-moving traffic. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, also seeing some delays. On I-10 and I-110, expect nothing to slow you down throughout our area. And typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace on Highway 90. Expect some slowdowns. We do have an accident on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be right near I-10. So in between I-10 and Pine Cone Drive in the westbound direction. Expect some slowdowns. See something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So, yeah, got a text here. Advertising for vacations to Florida, like Visit Florida tries to do, is like advertising for air to breathe. That's how I feel. It's just like a no-brainer. Like, I don't even know why we're doing that. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Florida legislative update. Here's some of the things going on in the Florida legislature. Florida has a bill that's going to ban COVID masks and vaccine mandates. And it has progressed in the House and the Health and Human Services Committee today. So it's moving forward. So it prevents businesses and governments and educational institutions from imposing COVID testing, mask mandates pertaining to COVID, and vaccine mandates pertaining to COVID. Okie dokie. We mentioned this one before, golf cart age limits. This one is ready for the House floor now. This is one that's going to prevent younger people from being able to ride golf carts in neighborhoods. This is just about neighborhood, like roadways. And so that's ready for the full House. And then we've brought this bill up a few times, but this bill has been revised multiple times. It's a bill that's going to regulate hemp, particularly hemp that has THC in it. And the bill has been revised multiple times to regulate or to change the THC caps on hemp. So this is talking about products like Delta 8 and Delta 9. And so this would change those caps. Well, now the bill is ready to regulate it without THC caps. So it's going to basically still say you got to be 21 or over to be able to buy these hemp-related products, but and you have to get rid of packaging that is attractive to children. But now they got rid of the part that will have a cap on the THC levels. And finally, legal marijuana. We've brought this up many times. Recreational marijuana is there. There's a group out there trying to get signatures so that we can get it on the ballot in 2024 so that you and I will vote whether we want legal marijuana for recreational purposes. And I've pointed this out before. The reason why they're trying to get these signatures to get it on the ballot so that we can vote for it is because the legislature continues to refuse to even discuss it. Sure enough, there's a bill from Senator Victor Torres that would have made adult use of cannabis legal. And it was not even, didn't even get a hearing. Didn't even get a hearing in one committee even. And so once again, this is just another, like, this is why this group is trying to Smart and Safe Florida. They're trying to get enough signatures to get this on the 2024 ballot. Right now they have 635,000 valid signatures. They need 891,000. But they've gotten enough signatures before in the past. But when it got reviewed by the Florida Supreme Court, the Florida Supreme Court ruled that the language was too confusing, and so they nixed it. So this is actually their second attempt to get this on the ballot. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. Top trending news with Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Stick around. Young gun with the quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming of bigger things and wanna leave my old life behind. Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder. Thunder, 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 thunder. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a text here saying, hey, Bobby, why are they still trying to, you know, pass a ban on COVID masks and COVID vaccine mandates and things? I thought we were done with that. I said, it's precautionary. I mean, we're actually, I don't know if you saw this, but there's actually a different country. I can't remember which country. I saw it over the weekend. They're having a spike in COVID cases because of some new variant. And so they're starting to implement mask wearing and stuff again. And so this is the Florida legislature just being preemptive, like, hey, in case we get some COVID thing pop up again, we want to make sure we have bans in place that make sure that businesses, governments, and things can't force these things. So I got a text here also, why doesn't the Florida legislature make a bill mandatory to teach the basics in schools about reading, writing, and arithmetic? No, they're not good. I mean, they're trying. They're more just banning things, but their way of banning things being taught is their way of trying to say, we're going to ban these things so you can get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic. But I don't know about that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the mayor of Akron, Ohio, is asking for peace after a grand jury decided not to bring charges against officers involved in the shooting death of Jaylen Walker. The shooting happened last June when eight officers, seven of whom were white, were involved in the shooting of Walker, who was an unarmed black man, over 40 times. Congressional leaders are being called on to ban lawmakers from using TikTok. A group of Republicans urged House and Senate leaders to change the rules to prohibit use of the Chinese-owned app, claiming that TikTok is effectively spyware. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is ready to launch his run for the Democratic nomination for president. Kennedy says he will make the formal announcement on Wednesday in Boston. And speaking of running for political office, George Santos running for re-election. In a statement today, Santos says, quote, "Good isn't good enough, and I'm not shy about doing what it takes to get the job done," Bobby.
Yeah. So have you looked in this RFK Jr. at all before?
No.
Yeah, this guy, like when I heard his RFK Jr., oh, Robert Kennedy.
Yeah.
He was beloved by people on the right and the left. Even more so than JFK was. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then I realized, I was like, oh, it's that RFK Jr. Like there was some other one or something.
Well, there's RFK. Like, didn't the Washington, formerly the Redskins, like their football stadium was named after, it used to be RFK Stadium,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. It used to be back in the day.
I was like, I don't think it's this guy.
No, it's not this one. Yeah. No. He's a major anti-vaxxer, and I don't mean COVID vaccine. I'm talking about like all vaccines.
Okay.
He's anti a lot of stuff, and at least pretty radical. It's not very often you see somebody on the left leaning on the left that gets banned on social media. He's been banned on social media.
On the spectrum.
On the spectrum, exactly. Yeah. So if somebody leans left, gets banned on social media.
Social media's like, whoa.
Yeah, hey. Exactly. When social media is going, oh, you're too far. Like, that lets you know. Like, that's how far left he is when social media is like, yeah, you're probably a little dangerous. We need to back you off a little bit. So, all right. It's Ben Skull right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke, but first, let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We are looking good on I-10 and I-110. Our slowdowns on 9 Mile Road due to that accident right near Pinecone Drive has cleared up, as well as our major slowdowns throughout Navarre on 98. We still have typical afternoon traffic as you're heading westbound into Navarre from Windhaven Beach. I still expect your everyday afternoon slowdowns, but we had those slowdowns from the accident have cleared up. And then, of course, Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace is going to be slow moving. If you see something else on the roads, make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. And again, this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years on the Gulf Coast. Call them for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke. Stick around. It's cold right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So, let's get into Daily Dad Joke.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
Over the weekend, I took my wife to the theater to a performance that was all about puns. It was a play on words. That's so good. Pensacola International Airport is going to replace the TSA scanners this month. They're baggage screening equipment. So they're encouraging people to arrive 2 hours early as they're replacing things, but they're just replacing it. They're not getting rid of it. I would like to see them just get rid of like the naked body scanners and the whole process. It's so cumbersome. I want to go pre 9/11. Players outraged after an airline forced his wife to clean up her own child's mess. Blue Jays pitcher Anthony Bass is upset at United Airlines because I guess they had popcorn and stuff like that and made her clean it up. She could also just say, no, thank you, and I'm leaving.
The comments on the tweet are pretty brutal.
Yeah?
To the girl, yeah.
Oh, really?
Clean after your gremlins and all this, like, mean stuff about the kids.
That's
I'm like, okay.
That would be, that'd be Twitter. Yeah, that it would. All right, let's get Bobby's Brain Teases.
What? It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
Many countries rejected using forks when they first were invented because they considered themselves excessive, unnecessary, and too feminine. Yeah, the Roman Catholic Church even spoke out against forks, saying God already gifted us with the perfect eating utensil, our fingers. It's true, though. I do like, when I lived in the Philippines, I ate with my hands a lot, and it's actually pretty efficient. A lot more than you think.
Pizza, burgers, chicken wings.
Corn on the cob. I mean, it's good stuff.
All the good food.
All the good stuff.
Fingers.
French fries. Virginia extends further west than West Virginia. That's funny.
News every hour and breaking news when it matters most.